Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Good morning and welcome to Cheryl's World. I am Cheryl Smith, and where are my glasses? Okay, I think I need them this morning. Listening to that music, let me tell you, just makes me think even more about what we're going through as we deal with this pandemic, because I'd love to get out and dance. I'd love to get out and have a good time, and we're going through a pandemic, but guess what? We're keeping the information flowing to you. We have a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to talk to a candidate today because it's election season. And you say it was just election season. Well, guess what? After this season is over, there will be another one we will be getting ready for. But what we want to do here is we want to inform you. We want to make a better future for this little fellow right here.
And, absolutely.
And we're getting help from that little fellow right there. So we're in good hands, and we're going to be talking with a candidate who I have found out so much more about. And we're going to dive into an area of Texas that I can remember a time saying, don't know black people live there. But we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. Let me tell you, have you taken a COVID vaccine? And some of you are going to say, Cheryl, done with that. We have a pandemic going on. We're taking some medicine, and I have some Claritin right here. Do you know all the ingredients in Claritin? I'm sure you do not. But we have an opportunity to take a chance on a vaccine that could save our lives and save the lives of others. So I was a little hesitant, and I tell you, changes with the last election made sure that I stepped into the spotlight and took the vaccine because under the, you can call me conspiracy theorist or whatever you'd like to call, but I just definitely did not trust the government. So I took the vaccine and we could talk about that another time, what I had to deal with. But I feel better for our future if everyone took it, because I guarantee you, you're taking something you're cool about, and we have the science that says it will help. So I'll talk about it, but I can tell you, if you are, well, they're not going to ask where you live. In some places, you know, they're going to want to see your zip code, and they're going to say you can only be here or there. But you can go to Ellis Field House between 11 and 4 today and walk up and get the vaccine if you have at least 16 years of age. So I want you to take that into consideration. We'll talk about some other things too. A lot of things going on. If I were not with you today, I would be watching the Derek Chauvin trial. You say, who the heck is Derek Chauvin? Good question. That is the person that you saw with his knee on the neck of George Floyd. And people said, we were saying 8 minutes and 26 seconds, and we found out it was more than that. But the testimony has been emotional and very challenging. And I can tell you, having sat in on trials before, there are things we don't see. So watch closely and be prepared to ask questions. And we'll be doing some shows on that as well. But I want to dive into Christy Moore, because she's real.